while I agree that this is a very fine, comprehensive transportation funding plan, as I stated earlier, my concern relates very specifically with a very narrowly tailored provision that is harmful, in my opinion. And for that reason and that reason alone, I will be voting no on this measure. While I was a strong, strong supporter and probably just as strong as advocate as anybody in this chamber in terms of transportation funding and how important it is and why we needed to do it, I cannot bring myself to support the bill because it includes provisions along the lines of harming working Pennsylvanians. The impact that this will have on individuals across this Commonwealth in terms of being able to put food on the table and go to dinner and do things that are appropriate to pay their bills and keep that economic cycle going, this diminishes that by virtue of that provision. And while I do not agree that the process was appropriate either here today or over the course of the past 2 days over in the House, at the end of the day, we must recognize that, to me, I recognize that that is an inappropriate provision needs to be added. I fully understand and appreciate the wonderful work that was done by Senator Rafferty and Senator Wozniak, the two transportation chairs, and the work that they did and how they stood tall for many, many months in this whole debate and this whole discussion. And I want to thank them for their effort. But I want the folks to know that while I support the transportation funding piece as part of this, I cannot in good conscience put up a vote that's going to be harmful to folks in this Commonwealth who've identified, who I've identified as friends and people who I understand and respect their opinion relative to the nature and the conduct of this Commonwealth as it relates to labor issues in this Commonwealth and this country. And for those reasons alone, Mr. President, I will be voting no.